Justice Radio Station, Social Issues Up. Don't fight this last war. Guerrilla war of the mind is strategy. Wage guerrilla war on the mind. Guerrilla war of the mind is strategy. Wage guerrilla war on the mind. Want to carry on a little bit about the idea of this last war. So we're saying, don't fight this last war. The guerrilla war of the mind is strategy. What often weighs one down and bring misery is the past, in the form of unnecessary attachment, repetition of tired formulas, memories of old victories and defeats. One must consciously wage war against the past and force oneself to react to the present moment. Be ruthless on oneself. Do not repeat the same tired methods. Sometimes force self to strike out in new directions, even if it involves risks. What may appear to be lost in comfort and security will be gained in surprise, making it harder for one's enemies to tell what one will do in any given moment. Don't be so predictable. Wage guerrilla war on the mind. Allow no static line in your defense, your memory. Remember the things you need to remember at the time you need to remember it. Make everything fluid and mobile. This last war. So I wanted to mention that in regards to having a metaphysical, a mental physical. I want to look at it as one and the same thought, just using words, definition of words, to reveal truth, produce correctness, balance amongst all people. So as an individual, the army of one is what this series is about. How can that individual actually elevate his consciousness to a point where his mind, his body, his words and deeds all could be aligned, centered upon truth. The only thing, by the way, that's real. So we're saying, it is important that we get to a metaphysics of liberation before the real activity of liberation take place. And this takes a bit of self-knowledge, looking deep into oneself, facing the truth, no matter how painful. You see, it is a political necessity to keep black people, non-white people, poor people, maladjusted, in order for society to exist as is. Before the activity of liberation, revolution, before the real activity of change take place, one must know guiding concepts, values, goals, psychological, philosophical, ideological, and other important factors that contribute to what one is trying to accomplish in this world. Genuine revolution, liberation, genuine change must be preceded by metaphysical change, change in values, perceptions, and what is seen as goals for life and the reason for living. Why do we think and act the way we do? We're conditioned. Our identity has been conditioned. It's like we're like Frankenstein, that rat in the box. So we're looking at this as part of our series, Three Basic Things One Need to Know. So this idea is in the third area. A counter. How can we counter the deceptive system that we find ourselves in? So the idea of now the metaphysical in tying up things now together in terms of what I was expressing. So now how it will work now, the idea is countering an unjust system. How would you go about that? So after asking, what do I want? What do you want? Why do you want it? And of course we're saying ask it in context to being in an unjust system. Deceitful system. So it's pointing to, obviously then truth would be then the goal. Logic. So then centered upon truth, we're trying to say your words, your deeds, your mind and body should be going in the same direction, a kind of inner engineering, spiritual cultivating, where what you say is what you do. You know, that's not easy, but we have to be persistent, identify with truth, your object of study. This is where we're saying the guerrilla warfare come into it. Because in understanding the nature and structure of the human mind, you see it's wobbly. It's tricky. So if you don't understand it, and if you're not in control of it, you can find it being controlled by somebody else. Which is what's going on now. All our views, our values, our tastes, our likes, our emotions is all somehow reacting to a system that we all been born into. So after realizing it, we're saying now, what should one do? So this is some little inspiration that we've been working on for a while now. But now it's come to the point where we're saying countering the idea of not living in a democracy as we're taught, and also realizing that the system that we're supporting actually is a prison system. In context, if you're a non-white person, a black person, and it's something been going on for a while. It's like we haven't been able to define it though, because we've been so interested in this integration, this idea about getting a good education, getting a good job, raising a family, living in a good neighborhood. It seems like one time this could have been a good idea. But then if you realize, oh, it wasn't meant for everyone. So then now it gives a tainted kind of vibe about everything. Because now this philosophy and idea which says black should stay back is real. And if you really check it now, the conversation is going back again around to this 400-year idea that blacks have been mistreated, and this is a time now where I guess we have to get some white people to start apologizing and making sure that we move up the ladder. That's the idea. So be careful about deception and the trickery that we're in. So we want to again encourage the idea of self-knowledge. Looking at identity is a big factor of what's all this about. So we're just encouraging the idea of inner engineering. And remember, it can't just happen one time. It has to be a continuous, everyday embodying, living, becoming, cultivating that character and personality that we all even say we want to be pleasant within and pleasant outside, whether you go to the bar or the mosque. So without further ado, I'll see you a little later. Talk more and expand on the idea of metaphysical and the idea of checking out the value system that we're in, and realize that we need to replace this value system with a better system, and ultimate goal is to have a just system, balance, where no one is mistreated, and who needs the most constructive help receives it. This is Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Democracy versus justice.
Hetefusa Hudi, peace and love. Love everyone, love everyone. Everyone is invited to join us presenting a case for the people on our next live broadcast, Democracy versus Justice.
The liberation show of the nation. A goal-setting action show, conscious talk.
Shut down in process.
Disconnect.
Have a nice day.